All right, that's enough. Lower your weapons. I think we've had sufficient training for today. So with that, we'll start wrapping things up here. Everyone, fall in. Oh, and make sure to gather your weapons and any stray arrows first. Is that everyone here? Good. Well done as always, soldiers. I could tell that you were all giving it your best out there. And as your general, I'm proud of you all. And you should be too. After all, you are the backbone of this island, so hold your heads up high. Of course, there's always room for improvement. Some of the archers could still use a little work with their form, but I can help you all out with that tomorrow. It's nothing to worry about too much. Also, soldiers of Stingray 3 and Swordfish 1, I saw a lot better teamwork today. Well done. Even though you may belong to different squads, you should be able to adapt and work with other soldiers at a moment's notice. That is the most important thing to grasp. And I'm sure Her Excellency will be pleased to hear about this as well. Alright, you are all dismissed for the day. Go home and rest up because we have a lot more work ahead of us tomorrow too. Although we're no longer facing any major threats like the Vision Hunt Decree, we must maintain our training so that our skills don't dull. Even now, we still have the odd Fatulian bandits to contend to, so keep that in mind. As Her Excellency puts it, preparation is the most important thing above all. And as such, we must make sure that we are prepared should the day come that we need to raise our weapons once more. Alright, I've gone on long enough. You may all return home. Remember, we'll be meeting at this training ground again tomorrow as soon as the sun comes up. I'll need to give my tail a deep cleaning again tonight. After all the dust and dirt that got on it. Hold on. You two soldiers, can you stay back for a moment? I need a minute of your time. I just wanted to speak to you both privately about something before I let you go. Hopefully that might make things more convenient and make the conversation go smoother. No, of course you're not in trouble. That is, you haven't done anything wrong per se. However, I have noticed some things recently that has brought me some concern. And as your general, it is also my job to be someone that you can rely on. Forgive me if I'm misreading the situation, but has something been on your minds recently? Well, I say this because while everyone has been showing steady improvements, you two in particular seem to have been... I guess... It feels like your minds have been wandering and you aren't performing at your best. Especially not compared to before. Has something been on your minds? I know that back during the height of the rebellion, we were all probably worried about whether we'd be able to return to see our homes again, but... Now, this shouldn't be the case, and I've seen your abilities in combat before. So I know you soldiers are able to do better than this. What's really going on? You can tell me. I know that as your general, you're used to seeing me as a commander that must have a certain level of sternness, but at the same time, I hope that you can come talk to me too, if there's ever any issues. I want to do whatever it takes to make you all happy. After all, a soldier's morale is just as important as consistent training. And I can sense that there's something that's been bothering you two, and low morale can spread to the others very easily. What? Why would the issue be embarrassing to share with me? After all, we've shared campfires and shed blood together, and even stayed in the same rooms together. I'm sure there's nothing that you need to hide from me. Whatever's been bothering you, I'm all ears. Especially if we're going to be an efficient army for the island, then we need this level of trust between us. If whatever that's distracting you remains unsolved, then it'll bring us all down as a whole. Do you understand? Please have some faith in your general too. Whatever it is, maybe I can help you out. I see. So this is something personal then, as I had thought. Go on. These are feelings that have been building over time? And what are they about? If it's related to any personal disputes you might have with another soldier... Pent up. Wait, do you mean in terms of your own... I see. And you as well? Has this also been what's been bothering you? And it's been every day now too? I can see why you are hesitant to share this with me at first. Most people might consider this a private and sensitive topic. Surely not something you would think to share with your superior. But of course, this is something natural that we all deal with, and I can understand that the long hours between training and serving as a soldier would make it difficult in terms of finding time for relief. No, there's no need to apologize. You two weren't being inappropriate. Besides, I asked you two to share, and I still want us to be able to be open and talk freely about whatever is on your minds. So to put it simply, you haven't had enough downtime between all your duties, and it's been a problem that's slowly crept up over time. With our schedules too, we won't really have time for extended vacations for the time being either. This is a problem that I need to deal with now though. What can we do to solve this quickly and effectively? I insist on helping. If I can't even help my own soldiers, then what kind of general would I be? What kind of example would I be setting for the rest? And because of that, I'll be doing whatever it takes. That said, it's easier said than done, I admit. Yes, did you two have an idea? Wait, you want me to help you out with this personally? Excuse me? Are you implying that you want your own general to... How would I even be able to help you out? I mean, surely you have your own types, and... I don't know what I could really do. Wait, are you two actually being serious right now? And you too? No, I mean, I admit that idea caught me a little off guard, but I don't think it's a bad one. There's never really been a precedent for this kind of thing to go off of either, and I doubt any of the military texts would cover this either. Yet putting the situation off would only make the issue worse. And I did make a promise that I would do whatever it took to help my soldiers out. Alright, nobody else is here, right? And all the other soldiers have left already? Okay, you two. Come with me then. We'll work this out behind the supply building here, just in case anybody comes back to check. Yes, of course I'm serious. I'm gonna see this through. No matter what, I need to do this for my soldiers. There are a lot of problems that troop members bring to me that I can't really help them out with, and I always feel bad about letting them down. But if I can at least help with this, then... Hey, don't just start rubbing my ears like that. Quit it. I don't need any praises like this. I'm just doing my job as general. Now, I expect that we keep what happens today between just us. Are we clear on that? Not a word to any of the other soldiers or even your own squad mates. As the general of the Watatsumi Army, I have a reputation and image to uphold. Alright, well, let's get this taken care of quickly. I still have to return and write my report for the day after this. Some details might have to be omitted for obvious reasons. Now, I'm not really sure what you two had in mind for me to do. I don't have as much experience myself, so I guess I'll follow your leads then. Yeah, it'll be fine. I admit it's a little unfamiliar to be taking directions from my soldiers like this, but I should be able to handle this much, if it means helping you both out. So, how are we planning on doing this? It would work better if I wasn't standing? Wait, why are you stripping everything off and telling me to get on my knees? I thought I would just be using my hands to help you out. And then we would be done, right? A hand job should be enough, right? As long as you two get relief, it shouldn't matter how we go about it. I guess I can see your point. If your own hands weren't enough, then you'd probably need something more than that. Fine. If that's what you need, then I'll get on my knees, but just this once. Oh, my tail's gonna be so dirty after this. Wait, I didn't expect you two to be hard already, and you're both a lot bigger than I thought. There's no way. This might be a little bit too... Nothing. I can handle this much. I guess you've been pent up after all, but I'll take care of you both, as your general. Again, I've never really done anything like this before, so hopefully this works out. So hopefully I can do a good job at this. I guess I'll just take each one slowly then. It doesn't taste as bad as I thought it would, actually. But still, having two of my soldiers' cocks in front of me, it's a little embarrassing. I'm okay. Something like this is nothing for me. I can handle this. Where are you touching? Don't just start petting and rubbing my head like that. I just didn't think you were gonna be doing something like that while I'm doing something this dirty. Well, wait, maybe you can keep petting me. Does that mean that I'm doing a good job though so far? Then you can keep touching me there. Right there. I feel like I'm starting to get dizzy from the scent. I'm only supposed to be doing this to maintain good morale, but why is my body starting to... You could have given your general a little warning next time before you come all over in my mouth and my face. It's so sticky and hot. It doesn't taste bad, though. It's all right. I can always clean the rest of this off. As long as that took care of all your pent-up energy and I did a good job for you then. I guess I don't really mind. Huh? Are you two still not done? You want to do that again? I guess I may as well see this through after coming this far. You want to try something else, though? Wait, where are you going? I thought we were going to... You want to fuck me there, too? I've never done anything like that, though. I can't even imagine how it would feel having something like that in me. I mean, if you think that would help in relieving yourself, but just don't tell anybody else about this, okay? This definitely has to stay here between us. Those are my pants. Hold on, I can take them off myself, you know. I didn't say you should just start ripping my clothes off as you please. I'm still your general, and I... Careful, you could have just taken them off the normal way. No, I don't need you to buy me a new set of clothes. Just hurry up. The sun's gonna go down soon at this rate. Are you making fun of me? I'm not acting impatient at all. And don't talk to your general like that. Fuck. It's so big. I'm fine. I just didn't expect it would be so... just keep going. We've already started this, so... it's so big. It feels like my mind's gonna break. Starting to feel good. Why? I wasn't expecting it to feel this good. I'm getting hard from being fucked. You're not done either. Open my mouth. Oh. really getting fucked from both ends. Oh, every thrust is bringing me closer. You're gonna break me. It's so much. Soldiers. I can't. My body feels so weak now. Did I do a good job as general? Thank you. I'm happy to help my soldiers out. You're dismissed. I'll see you at tomorrow's training. Wait. One last thing. If you're ever feeling pent up and need this kind of help again, just let me know and I think I can take care of it for you.